Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to focus on commercial investments and timing a tax-deferred exchange.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about the market and opportunities in commercial investment. That's your wheelhouse, Bob.
That is my wheelhouse. In fact, if there was a transaction that I specialize in, it's the tax-deferred exchange, where individuals can sell the property, a qualified property that they own, but would prefer to own something different. We can sell that and buy a replacement property that they would rather have. And if we do it exactly right and by the rules, we get an opportunity to not have to pay the capital gains tax or depreciation recapture to the federal or to the state government. So you get to use all of your equity to buy the next property.
And you're buying the next property, you're going to have more cash into it, have a better return immediately. So deferring it has values at multi-levels. What I'm seeing, and actually just yesterday I got a call from another residential broker of mine asking me if I had any multifamily properties listed for sale because the clock was ticking and their client had not yet identified. They were just running out of time. I'm wondering, how could you prevent that crisis right now? We're short on supply and you want to replace the property. How does that work? I don't understand how in this market where it's so biased without inventory for you to be successful.
Well, buyers of sellers on an exchange looking to become a buyer will suggest that they want to buy or at least have under contract their replacement property before they offer their downleg or the one that they're getting rid of property for sale, which is nice in concept. The only problem is if I am the listing broker on the property that they're after, I'm going to ask, is this an exchange? They're going to say, yes, it is. I'm going to ask, have you sold your downleg property yet? They're going to say, no, we haven't. At which point, I consider that offer to be frivolous in nature because they don't have the horsepower to buy the thing right now. So I don't necessarily take my property off the market at that point until they have a proven capacity to close. So it's a catch-22. If you are thinking in terms of an exchange, of doing a tax-deferred exchange, get a hold of an exchange-experienced broker that is good at the property type that you're after. Make sure that you do that about 2 months in advance of the time that you sell your other downleg property.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.